days feel like years when I'm alone, and the bed where you lie is made up on your side. When you walk away, I count the steps that you take. Do you see how much I need you right now? When you're gone, the pieces
Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sport here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And yes, it is Monday because I always know when you've got the 4-day weekend, the bank holiday Monday plus the weekend, and the bank holiday Friday. Everything sort of molds into one. Look, even I've lost where I'm going. You get your extra days off, but it is Monday, and I'm going to bring you up to date with what's been going along around the Vale when it comes to the sport. And we're going to be looking at the local teams that have been in action with football. We're going to see how your Vale teams have been doing in the rugby. We're going to be having a quick check in at how the Cardiff Devils have got on in the Elite Hockey League as the Elite Hockey League draws into a close. And I've been out and about taking up a new sport in Barry, and I'm going to tell you all about that throughout the show here at Bro Radio.
Buster, he sold the heat with a rock steady beat.
An earthquake is erupting, but not in Orange Street. A ghost dance is preparing, you got to help us with your feet. If you're not in the mood to dance, step back, grab yourself a seat. This may not be uptown Jamaica, but we promise you a treat. Bust a bow me over with your bogus dance, shuffle me off my feet.
to get him back on his feet. Buster, throw me over with your bogus bands, shuffle me off my feet. Even though I'll keep on running, I'll never get to Orange Street.
Here's your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to get straight into the Cymru Premier. And on Friday, Barry took on Penabont at the Grand. They secured their first silverware of the season. And it was Yian Owen with a goal in the first 10 minutes. And then Ollie Hulbert scoring just before half-time that secured a 2-0 victory. And the win sees Barry now move up to third in the table with one game to go. And that game is against already champions, the New Saints, at home. And on Sunday, Barry lost 4-3 away to Aberystwyth in the Adran Premier. Caris Boufton got the game's first goal, but Becca Thomas levelled the match before Sienna Stone put Barry into the lead, only for Boufton to get her and Aber's second. After the break, Kira Harris put Barry ahead once again, but with 5 minutes of the match to go, Libby Isaac levelled it for the home team before Caris Boufton got her hat-trick from the spot, and India Shanahan saw red. So that result left Barry 4 points behind Britton Ferry. Next, we're going to be bringing you the action from the Cymru South and selected results from around the Vale.
Bro Radio.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever-popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilco.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Oz, I found him!
The dreamer?
Yeah, music is coming to Pilar. Real live, get down, funky rock and roll music.
Then where do we find him?
At the Paget Rooms, Pilar. We will rock you the musical.
When, Brit?
The 13th to the 16th of May.
Can we get tickets?
Get them now at www.ticketsource.co.uk/pods.
And the dream lives on.
Long live rock and roll.
No matter the weather, find a 5-day forecast for the Vale of Glamorgan at broradio.fm/weather.
With Specsavers, Halton Road, Barry.
Slow down, lie down, remember it's just you and me. don't sell out. Bow out, remember how this used to be. I just want you closer. Is that all right? Baby, let's get closer tonight. Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere, but one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me. Your lies, but I'm no wiser than the fool that I was before. I just want you closer. Is that alright? Baby, let's get closer tonight. Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down this side. Sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere, but one last time, let's go there. Ooh, lay down beside me, oh baby, baby, baby. Tell me how can this be wrong? Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere, but one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me. Grant my last request and just let me hold you. Don't shrug your shoulders. No. Lay down beside me. Sure, I can accept that we're going nowhere, but one last time, let's go there. Lay down beside me. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, lay down beside. Let's go, yeah. Lay down beside me.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. I'm back in with the football action. So in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major and Aberystwyth, they drew 2-2. Pierce Juffliff was first for the home team before Josh Jones and Jack Bevan put Llantwit Major into the lead going into the second half. But an 80th minute Calvin Smith goal brought parity, and that result leaves Llantwit Major in sitting seventh in the league with a home game against Cambrian United up next. And also the Cymru South Caeredin, they beat Ynysia Albion's 2-0 to keep their chance of promotion alive. It was an early Charlie Lewis penalty and a late Daniel Griffiths goal were enough there, and Caeredin are sitting fourth, 1 point behind Ammerford, with their final game away to mid-table Pontypridd United. So it's all looking exciting there in the Cymru South. Cardiff Airport, they unfortunately lost 4-1 to Penrith Harbour, and they were goals from Harvey Hughes and Jack Thomas got the home team's first two goals. Theo Richards did half the deficit before the break. The game was made even harder then when Ashton Hinton received a red card. Warren James and Brandon Davis with a further two goals for the home team. So that result leaves Cardiff Airport sitting in ninth with an away game to Enniskillen next. Didders Palace, they didn't have a game, but they're still top of the league with a home game against Penygroeg next. And Ely Rangers also didn't have a game, and they're sitting in 11th. And they've next got a game against Porthcawl. But if that's not enough football for you, and how would you like to be part of a bit of history? So, you might have remembered a few weeks ago I went down and I spoke to the ladies on the Barry Town United ladies vets team, and they've got their very first friendly, so that's at 6 p.m. on Friday the 10th, and that's down at Jenner Park, and that's against Cambrian Vets ladies. So this is their first match that they've played. From what they were telling me, the team's only been formed, it started sort of back end of last year, so they're getting together, they're getting their team sorted, and now they've got their first friendly, so that's absolutely fantastic from where they've started to where they are. And this is going to be their first ever game, so get down there at 6 p.m. on Friday and give them a little cheer on. And even if you're thinking of if you're thinking of playing for them, go down. You can have a look to see what it's all about and see whether it's something for you. I can personally tell you from being down there and talking to them that you know they're such a friendly bunch, and they'll take people from all abilities down there, but that's quite exciting for them to have their first game. Looking forward to that one. Up next though on Borough Radio is part of our local music track, and this is Captain Accident, Slither on the Dashboard.
Slither, 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 slithering passenger.
So that was Slither on the Dance Dashboard by Captain Accident there. And we're going to slightly move pace now as we move into the Elite Hockey League to see how the Cardiff Devils got on with the ice hockey. So they had three games, the final three games of the regular season, and they first took on the Sheffield Steelers, and that was a good victory there for the Devils. They beat the Steelers there 5-0. So Christoph Kontos stuck the opener in the first period, with Joey Martin adding the second 8 seconds before the end of the second period. And the Devils then continued to add to their lead in the final period, with Cole Sanford and Brett Pellini adding Cardiff's third and fourth goals. Nolan Yameko added the finishing touch to the win with 5 minutes remaining, while netminder Christian Stovever celebrated a shutout at home. And that win moved Cardiff 2 points clear of the Steelers, who then dropped to fourth with only two games left of the regular season. And it's really important, that was, because the runners-up spot, they have a chance to avoid the already crowned league champions Belfast Giants until the playoff finals. So that was an important victory for the Devils. And then on Saturday they backed that up with a 2-1 victory against the Coventry Blaze, where Nolan Yameko put Cardiff 1 up before Jordan Power to level it in the first period of power play. But Josh McDonald in the second period proved to be the home side's winner, so that's the Devils beating the Coventry Blaze 2-1. So that was two games down this weekend, one to go, and it was two victories. And then they were away, and they were away to the Nottingham Panthers, and they went into that game, final game of the regular season, with a 1 point lead over the Panthers, currently sitting in place, and whichever team went second, as we just said, would avoid the already crowned Belfast Giants. Cardiff, they did start off well, but it remained level after the first two periods. But the Devils took control when Christoph Kontos opener was followed up by goals from Jimmy Olinghi and a power play effort by Josh McDonald. Tim Doherty got Nottingham off the mark, but any hope of a comeback was then extinguished as Brett Pellini. So they finished second, and that reward was to avoid the Belfast Giants until the playoff final. On there, so the what's going to happen now is the Nottingham Panthers will face Manchester Storm in the quarterfinals, and the Sheffield Steelers will take the Guildford Flames. Belfast's last eight opponents could be the Glasgow Clan, and then the playoff semi-final, and then the third and fourth place games take place in Nottingham on the 18th and 19th of April. So it's going to be a really, really exciting end there. So the Devils, I say they're going to avoid the Belfast Giants. They're going to avoid them until the final, if they can get to the final, which is hoping that they do. So just to tie up the regular season in the Elite Hockey League, champions Belfast Giants, they played 54 games and they scored 84 points. Second then came the Cardiff Devils, played 54 on 75 points, and the Steelers were, and the Nottingham Panthers both actually had 72 points, so were both 3 points behind the Devils there, but finished in third and fourth respectively. And the Guildford Flames, they managed to overtake Manchester Storm into fifth, and then Manchester Storm finishing in sixth place. Outside the top four, I mean, there was a 12-point gap between first and fourth, but then there was an 8-point gap between fourth and fifth. So it was kind of the top four getting on with it, and then the best of the rest there. But now we're into sort of the postseason. Let's see what happens there in the Elite Hockey League, and we will keep you up to date across the hockey with how the Devils have been getting on. But next on Bro Radio, we're going to have a look at how your teams have been getting on in the rugby across the Vale.
Bro Radio.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanelltid Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai'ch yn ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanelltid Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar heol yr orsaf.
Ar y tri yn chwarter i bimp, newydd fod yn siopa gyda rhaeg i brynu dillad newydd am y tro cyntaf ers spel. Teimlo'n dda yn fy siaced newydd, mae hi'n gweud dyma be mae pawb yn gwisgo. Oedd hi ddim yn jocan chwaith. Dyma ryw foi ifanc olygus yn dod ar y tren yn gwisgo rinion siaced. Mae rhaeg yn closo mewn atau a sibrwd, mae'n siwto tîm well. Dwi'n tynnu molau mewn a gwenu. Trefnidiaeth Cymru, yr edau sy'n clymu Cymru.
This spring half term, we're cracking open Easter eggs to reveal excellent prizes donated by local businesses including
Mac Events, Philco Supermarket, Penarth Operatic and Dramatic Society, Glastonbury Juniors, The Cwm Talwg Pub, Front Room, Plaza Toymaster and Health Hub.
Get your entry in at broradio.fm/Easter.
The teams at Penarth Athletic Club would like to thank the community for their support following a devastating fire at the clubhouse last year. As they work to rebuild, you can follow Penarth RFC or visit penarthathleticclub.co.uk for updates, fixtures and news. You can also support the club's rebuild plans by searching for Penarth Athletic Club on Crowdfunder.
Replace the thing.
This is your Monday Night Sport here at Brew Radio with me, Mike Fowler. We're going to have a look at what your teams have been getting on in the rugby domestically as the rugby season starts moving towards an end. So, first of all, in Division 1 East Central, Penarth are currently still sitting in 4th and Barry are in 8th. Neither team played, but Barry have actually played all their matches, so they're just waiting now and they're watching the other sides around them to get on, hoping that they've done enough to remain in Division 1 this season. Whereas Penarth, they play on Saturday. They play against Abercynon, and they're, as I said, they're currently sitting in 4th, so that's going to be a good game for them. But again, Division 1 is coming into closing up there as it gets near the end. In Division 2, East Central, Cowbridge, they lost 28-32, but that's actually a good performance because I know Wattstown have been doing really good things in Division 2, so it was a loss, but it was a close game there. But they remain currently then sitting in 4th place, and they're next at home to Llantwit Vardra. And then in Division 3 East Central, Llantwit Major and Dinas Powys. Llantwit Major are currently 4th in their league and Dinas Powys was 7th. They didn't have any games on the weekend, but Dinas Powys are next away to Ferndale, and Llantwit Major, they've got a game left, but they're not playing till the 18th when they're playing Gilfachoch. And in Division 5 East Central, Openarthians again didn't have a game. They're currently sitting 8th in that division, and they're next, they're away to Glencoch. And also, even there's more excitement when it comes to rugby. If you really do like rugby, we've still got the domestic season coming to a close there, but we've got the Women's Six Nations kicking off as well. And just so you've got an idea of some of the timing, so they kick off on Saturday, and Wales play at 20-5, and they're at home against Scotland there. And then the following Saturday, they're at home to France. That's at 3:35. So just be mindful of some of these game times are slightly off there. And then on Saturday the 25th of April, Wales, they take on England, and that's at 2:15, and they're away for that one. And then there's a little bit of a gap, and then on Saturday the 9th, Wales take on Ireland in Ireland there, and that's on at 6:30. And then they've got a Super Sunday day then on May the 17th. Wales are the first game up. They're playing Italy, but then Ireland, Scotland, France and England. France and England last game on the Super Sunday. That's probably going to be a cracking game there. But it's going to be interesting there. So there's hopefully going to be kick on from sort of last outing for the Wales team. Sean Lynn, he's wiped the slate clean going into this year's Six Nations. So he's also named 9 uncapped players in the 38-strong squad. And now he's assembled his own back room staff with new attack coach, forward and defence coaches. So in the words of Sean Lynn there, this is a new cycle for the team. And we've seen how they got on. And I think this is now where they're going to take the next step. Wales did lose all 5 games for the first time in their history in Lynn's first campaign, albeit he did have less than a week to prepare though. They've also endured a winless World Cup bowing out at the pool stages, so again they know that there's a bit of improvements needed, but there are really good, they're really good players playing for the Wales team. And last campaign, I did say we can't really see what Sean Lynn's all about, because he kind of inherited that team and there wasn't much preparation time. Now he's having a full cycle. Let's see what he can do in this Women's Six Nations, and I'm really looking forward to it, and I'm really excited to see how it goes. And I always think it's great to bring new people in, new faces. I think it gives a lot of more energy and new ideas around there, and it really sounds like he's freshened a lot of things up. I mean, he does have pedigree, Sean Lynn. I mean, you know, at Harpy Gloucester, he was the coach to beat there. So I mean, it's looking exciting. And it's more sport and it's more rugby as well. So that's me doubly excited about that. So that's your Women's Six Nations. I would say kind of say a little preview, but we'll be talking about the games and how they got on Monday here at Bro Radio.
Starting something. I said you wanna be starting something.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here with me, Mike Fowler. And you remember a bit earlier in the show I said that I was out and about. So what was I doing out and about? Well, on this fine bank holiday weekend that we've had with the 4 day weekend, I took myself along to Barry Central Bowling Club. Now, if you remember, last Friday I was speaking to Jenny and Russ from the bowling club, and they were having their open day down there on Saturday. So I took myself down there armed with just, as they told me, a flat pair of shoes. Going down just to see what balls and it was all about. So if anyone is not sure where the bowling club is, it's basically opposite Gladstone School. When you go into the park, you'll see it's got its hedge sort of covering all sides of it. But there, you know, there's a gate there, and once you go in through the gate, you've got the green and you've got the clubhouse there. And the first thing I would say is everyone was absolutely welcoming to me there, and they were welcoming to everybody that was turning up who was showing interest in playing bowls and having a look around the club. I met back up with Jenny and Russell, and Russ took me out onto the green, and there's a lot more technical things to bowling than people might think. Forget anything you know about skittles, forget anything you know about 10-pin bowling. This long green bowls is entirely different. So the first thing you've got to do, apart from make sure you've got your flat sole shoes on so you don't damage the green, is just make sure you've got a ball that sort of feels comfortable in your hands. So there's various different sizes and various different weights, and they've just got to make sure that you hold it the correct way round, so they ball bends in or bends out, whichever way you need to. I was okay. I think Russ was being overly kind to me, but I thought I didn't embarrass myself, which was the important thing for me there. But then, you know, I kind of am the type of person, I like to know the rules and I like to know the technicalities of things. So I went into the clubhouse and I started chatting to a few of the members that were already there. And I would say one thing, there was an absolute cracking cup of tea, and anyone knows me knows that I do really like a nice cup of tea there. But I was chatting to some of the members there, and they were telling me about how you know like any club like this, it's been modernized and things have been moved and moved around and bought things have been moved inside the club and a bit outside the club. They like when you go into a club like this, there's all the history there. You've got the boards with all the past chairmans that are on there. You've got the trophies that are on there. There was a really nice collection of balls that somebody had painted, and they had left this collection to the club as well. But when talking to everybody there, it's all voluntary, so anything that needs doing in the club, they don't get any help or support for it. So it's members of the club that keep the green going, that do any sort of tidying around the club, and obviously look at fundraising to try and bring a little bit of money into the club. I would say I absolutely loved my time down there. It was a really nice Saturday, granted, so sunny weather always does help, but everybody made me feel welcome, and as I said, they may get anyone else who was turning up for this open day welcome as well. And it's a sport that I've never tried before, and I think it's one that I could see myself taking up on there as well. It's definitely sort of caught a bit of a bug on there. But if you think you've missed your chance, then you haven't. There, if you just go round by Gladstone Gardens, they'll have their by their oh fence, they'll have their contact details, or you can just go on social media and search Barry Central Bowling Club, and you'll be able to get the details there. And they do take people throughout the season. They're there on a Wednesday evening and a Saturday. There'll be people around the club, and there's sometimes there's people sort of around the club at different times as well. And you know, anyone who's interested in just turning up and they're not sure about playing, then just go along, have a chat with them. They've even got the balls for you to try with first. So I was just using someone's balls just to make sure you've got the right size. The only thing they say is flat shoes. And I would say try and take the sun with you, because it's probably a lot nicer than it is if it was a little bit cold and overcast. But if you think you've missed your chance, you haven't. And they will sort of take people, members, throughout the year as well. But I would say if it's something that you've not tried but you've thought about it, I would say go and give it a go. But I'm going to switch back just a little bit to football now. Now, remember, earlier in the show, I was talking about the historic moment that the Barry Ladies Vets team have got their first ever friendly against Cambrian Welfare Vets team. So that's a 6 p.m. kickoff at Jenner Park on Friday. Go down there if you're thinking about playing ladies veterans football, but you're not quite sure. Go down there, go and have a look there. Now, they are an absolute great bunch of players, kept under control by Coach Dave there as well. I think he's got his hands full sometimes. But they're so supportive of everyone and anyone new who wants to come in, no matter what your ability, they will welcome you there. And if you're not thinking of joining to play, just go and support there. I think that's going to be a really great event. And this is a newly formed Barry Ladies Vets team as well, so this is actually their very first ever game, so it's quite a historic moment for them as well. So that will be absolutely fantastic. So that's on Friday at 7 p.m. but that's not the only thing exciting going on at Jenner Park. So in just over a week's time, Wales and England are playing in the over 75s version of football. Now, it's over 75, it's not walking football, so it's still full-blooded action that you would normally see on the Jenner Park pitch. But Wales and England are playing, and why are they playing? Well, they're using the game to promote prostate cancer awareness and to raise money for the prostate cancer awareness charity. And there's also going to be sort of a check presentation on the day as well. So this is two things that, you know, that is football, but it's also for a really good cause. I mean, prostate cancer sort of affects lots of people. Personally, it's something that's close to me as well on there, and this is an absolute fantastic way to raise money, get the awareness out there. So at 1:30 on April the 14th, this over 75 football match is going on between Wales and England, and all the money raised there is going straight to prostate cancer awareness. So there's two really good things taking place there at Jenner Park. But talking about really good things, up next you've got Patrick with another fabulous evening show here at Bro Radio.
Walking all the way home, the passion of the earth, blessed is mine. Now need sweet, ready for the moon base grind. We love to boogie, we love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said we love to boogie, we love to boogie, high school boogie.
bit of a boogie. We love to boogie on a Saturday night. With a tail feathers high, jitterbug left and smiled to the sky. With your black velvet cape and your stovepipe hat, bebop babe, the dance is for that. I love to boogie, yes I love to boogie on a Saturday night. I said I love to boogie, I love to boogie, jitterbug boogie. I love to boogie, I love to boogie on a Saturday night.
Hair loss doesn't just change how you look. It can change how you feel in your own skin. And for many women, it affects confidence far more than people realise. At Bespoke Aura, we specialise exclusively in non-surgical hair restoration for women. Our mesh integration systems are custom fitted for partial to advanced hair loss, including alopecia and post-chemo regrowth. If you've reached the point where enough is enough, book a private free consultation at bespokeaura.co.uk and find out what's actually possible.
YMCA Barry Gymnastic Club is a great place to get active. Our experienced coaches run fun gymnastics classes for all ages with no experience necessary. Our inclusive sessions are tailored for everyone, from toddlers to adults. So whether you're learning the ropes or wanting to perform competitively, YMCA Barry's Gymnastic Club is the perfect platform for you. We run drop-in, pay-as-you-go, gym babies and gym tots sessions too. Visit ymcabarry.org.uk, click gymnastics and register today.
Glastonbury, the Vale's big live tribute festival, is back for 2026. With 22 amazing tribute acts performing across one massive weekend, with tributes to Pink, Foo Fighters, Tom Jones and Steps on the Saturday, and Coldplay, ABBA, Tina Turner and Queen on the Sunday. Check full listings online. Glastonbury 2026, in association with Synergy Scaffolding. Live at Romilly Park on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of July. Sponsored by forklift specialist Gary Watson Motor Co., CJCH Solicitors and Joe Ferriday Aesthetics. Book tickets now at glastonbury.com.
On FM,
DAB,
Smart Speaker
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.